If you have a Bible, turn this morning, book of Titus, chapter 2. Titus, chapter 2, a very familiar passage. We've used this a lot. We've preached out of this a lot, but I keep going back to it. I can't get away from it. I love this, the book of Titus. Paul's teaching, instructing a young preacher to give him encouragement for the journey he'll be on when Paul's finished his. Amen, going on. And we need to be coming alongside each other and getting ready, others ready to continue the journey. Amen. To get us where we need to be, take us in places that we need to be, get us ready for those places when we get there. Amen. Titus chapter 2. I want to begin reading at verse 11. Titus chapter 2, verse 11. The Bible says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, godly, and godly in this present world." That's right now, amen. "Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee." I want to preach just a few moments this morning, if God will help me. And we've used this text numerous times, but God just keeps bringing me back to it. There's so much in here, you'll never plow it all out. Amen. You can plow and plow and plow and never get it all told. But we still have seen, and I preached back, I believe it was last month out of here, on the good grace of God. Now, looking for our blessed hope on a Wednesday night. Looking for our blessed hope. You know what our blessed hope is? That's Jesus Christ and Him coming in the clouds. Amen. And we're looking for our Savior. We're looking for that blessed hope and that He might come any day and any hour. And we need to be ready looking for Him. But I want to preach for just a few minutes this morning, if God will be my help. And I'll try not to be too long, just mind the Lord. On this thought, the prospect of godliness. The prospect of godliness. You know, there's a God of glory that loves us and's there to help us in every day and every way, to give us that we need, encourage us along the way. But I got to thinking about the prospect of godliness. Now, a prospect, you know what a prospector is. During the old days, they'd go up in the mountains, they'd prospect. They'd go up there, they'd look for gold or silver or some other precious gem, and they went looking to find it. Amen. They didn't go out. They didn't go out for no reason. They had a purpose, and they went out into California or up north in Alaska and places like that, and they were looking for gold or silver to mine it out. In other words, they was looking forward to something they hoped to get in the game. Amen. That would help them along the way, and it was regard to something that they would have in the future. I want to say, glory be to God, we need to have a prospect of godliness in our lives, a God-wordness, if you will, in direction God taking us in the way He'd want us to go. And Paul's telling Titus here, he said, this is what God wants for you. And amen. And he said, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. So what is, we say that, so what are we looking, in other words, what we're saying is the prospect that we have, looking for it, and we're looking toward, looking for it through grace. Amen. I thank God for the grace of God, don't you? Praise the Lord. But what is grace? What is grace? It's morning in Ephesians chapter 2. You can see what God tells us about His grace. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, He said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. He said, it is the gift of God. Amen. So grace comes from God. Amen. It's a gift that we receive. In order to get a gift, you have to receive it. Now I can take and bring a gift, and I can take this card and I can put a $100 bill in it, and I can take it over here to Brother Rex, but if he hold on a minute, brother. I can take it over here to Brother Rex. And I can present it to him, but if he just sits there and looks at it, it ain't gonna do him no good. And he'll never appreciate it if he don't reach out and get it. Amen. But if you got to... But if you got an eagerness to get it, praise God. Amen. Praise God. God will lay it in your lap. He'll give it to you. Sure. Amen. It's a gift. Grace is a gift from God that He gives us. Amen. And it's through faith, just believing that God has given us the gift. He's wrapped it up, praise God, in a perfect package, and He's presented us to us. Yeah. And just as Rex reaches, takes that envelope, praise God, that's the way we've got to reach out and take Jesus.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Praise God. He's not going to give it back. There ain't no money in it, brother. Amen? So we see the grace of God. He said, and it's been bestowed upon every man. For the grace of God, for by grace are you saved through faith. You say, well, preacher, what do I got to do to get it? Nothing. Amen? You say, what do you got to do? You got to do nothing. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. There's not enough that you can do, amen, to be saved. There's not enough works. There's not enough actions. There's not enough things that you can do to be saved. It's for grace through faith. That's believing on Christ Jesus, our Savior. Praise God. He is that package that was wrapped up for you. Praise God. And when you reach out and you receive the package, praise God, you get it all. Amen. Praise God. That's the prospect of godliness, amen. Reaching out and taking that pride, that you've been looking for, praise God. Let me tell you something this morning. If you're here today and you're lost, praise God, your own physical body is searching and looking, desiring some hope and some happiness and some goodness, praise God, of this world, and you'll never find it without the Lord.
Amen.
We try to have relationships with each other and families, friends, even a church. But we can't have it without the Lord. And the joy of God in our heart, praise God, will bring us together in unity and in accord. One mind, one accord, praise God. One purpose with the prospect of godliness.
Amen.
Amen. But you know where you come in this? Let me just throw it out here while I'm here. You know where you come in the prospect of godliness? To be a godly help and encouragement to someone else. Amen. Praise the Lord. God, you do it with the help of the Lord. Led of the Spirit of God, amen, in direction He'd have you to go. Amen. And we still need the Spirit of God. It's real.
Amen.
I told the people in the class today, praise God, they used to have that old expression that God is my co-pilot. But I'm going to say, Lord, glory be God, let me just tell you how it's supposed to be. The Word of God, praise God, is the car. And the Holy Ghost of God is the steering wheel. Amen. If we'll just get in the Word, praise God, and let the Holy Ghost of God take us where He wants us to go, amen, you'll come out victorious, shouting the praises.
Amen.
But we want to put Him in the sidecar. We want to put Him in the back. We want to put Him in the trunk. Praise God. Still letting the Holy Spirit have His right of way. What we do, we grieve the Holy Ghost of God. If we ain't careful, we'll grieve Him away. We're living a day and hour, people say, well, you don't need the Holy Ghost of God to be saved. The Bible says that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. Amen. And he said we're begotten by the Word. How do we get the Word? Through the Holy Spirit of God. The Spirit of God, I told you, remember He takes it and He puts it in your head and works it down into your heart.
Amen.
Amen. And when the Holy Spirit gets that word from your head, your heart, you realize, praise God, you're still a sinner needing of a Savior. You repent of your sins, accept what Jesus done for you on the cross of Calvary. Praise God, He birthed into the family of God. It's called being born again. Amen. I also told them Sunday school, we don't even want to preach that no more. But you go to churches now, you never hear them preach about being born again. They say you need to make a profession. You need to come forward. Amen. I tell you what you need to do. You need to come forward with a broken heart. Realize you're a lost sinner on your way to hell. Amen. And praise God, get born again.
Amen.
Amen. Holy Ghost of God through the Word of God touches the heart of a child of God. Amen. Realize, but I want to say we're all children of God. God loves every one of you. And He came to seek and to save everyone that was lost. Amen. To save us, praise God, from this old sinful world, sinful life, and sinful way. And to convert us, praise God, to turn us around and put us on the path, praise God. And the Holy Ghost of God is that steering wheel to take us, praise God, by the Word of God, where He wants us to go.
Amen.
Amen. Now that's so simple, even a little child can get it. Amen. If I put it any lower on the shelf, praise God, these little old babies that's crawling could get it. Amen. It's time that we just listen to the Word of God, praise God, and let the Holy Spirit of God have His right of way in our hearts.
Amen.
Amen. He's trying to teach us and instruct us in the way of godliness.
Yes.
Amen. God-wordness, so that we can have the provision, the prospect of godliness, amen, in our own lives. But what we do, it's so easy to say, well, you know, if such and such would just get right, well, I see a lot of things in his life he needs to fix. You know, it's easy to look across the aisle and say, you know, old so-and-so over there, boy, I can see some changes he needs to make. I tell you, you ought to look at that person that you shave in the mirror. That person I shave every morning, praise God, that's the person I see that needs the most work. You know, that one that's a curling her hair and making it fluffy so it poofs up. That's the one she's the one that she needs to check up on. Praise God. It's not your brother or your sister, praise God, but it's us, praise the Lord. Every individual needs a desire for godliness in this day and hour. And God will come along and He'll recognize that and He'll help us. And He helps us through His Word. His Word is that encouragement that we need. He said, for by grace you're saved through faith, not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Amen. It's that package, praise God. It's signed, sealed, and delivered. You just have to receive unto yourself. You have to take, believe, and praise God. Amen. I told Brother Rex, there's a $100 bill in here, and he reached to get it, brother. Praise God. He was ready to take it to the bank. Take it down to Ingles, buy some groceries. Amen. That's what faith is, praise God. It's taking on faith, praise God, what Jesus done for us on the cross of Calvary and taking to the bank, making a deposit, taking it, praise God, and realize it is that key for life and godliness, praise God, in this present world.
Amen.
Amen. A prospect of godliness. He said, it's not of works lest any man should boast. Not of our own power, not of our own strength. We got to have the power of God, the Holy Spirit. To guide us. He goes on verse 10. I love this verse. It said, for we are His workmanship. Amen. If you're a child of God this day, listen, Jesus is like the little children stood and sung. Jesus is still working on you.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus is still working on me. We're not finished yet. Ain't you glad of that?
Amen.
Well, I'm glad I'm not the finished product because I'm looking for better things. I'm looking for God to better me, to help me. But he said, we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. So when Jesus Christ comes to me, when I reach out and take Him, I receive Him unto myself, praise God. I'm a work in progress. And God Almighty, through Lord Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit of God, begins that work in me. Amen. To make me what this book says I need to be. This blessed holy right, this blessed, the oracles of God speak to my heart and show me where I need to come alongside, amen, of that that's trying to direct me. And it's through the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. It's because of Him at those good works. Because He went and He sent the Holy Spirit of God to live in me. I can't get over that. There's something in me, praise God, that stirs my soul. Amen. Amen. It's not something that's in my head. Amen, because you know there ain't a whole lot there. But there's something that's in my heart. And praise God, it stirs me with emotion and satisfaction, praise God, to know that Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior. He's my Redeemer. He's my caregiver.
Amen.
Amen. And He is the one that's working on me. Amen. You say, well, what do we need to do, preacher? Just let Him do His work. Amen. Let the Holy Spirit of God work on us and realize the working of God. Amen. He said it's not of yourself. He said we can't do this by ourselves. But we need God to do a work in us. So we give Him His right away, man. We make ourselves receptive to Him. Praise the Lord. He said, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So God had a plan and a purpose from the beginning. Amen. That God would begin to work on us and we'd begin to realize the work that He's begun.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Realize, Lord, praise the Lord, God done something for me in March 1976 when He saved my soul. He done a great work in me. Put my feet on a solid foundation, praise God. Have I always been perfect for Him? No. I'm still not. But praise God, I've got a perfect Savior who's willing to help me in a perfect way.
Amen.
There's nothing false and phony about Him. He's real. And He's there to encourage my heart. He said, ordained that we should walk in them. What? In that good workmanship of Christ Jesus. In the way of the Lord. Amen. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. The Bible says this, and as we're talking about that grace, the perspective of God, the prospect of godliness, and we're speaking of grace. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3, it said, grace be unto you. Amen? Well, that's pretty clear. Grace be unto you. In other words, be unto you, be given unto you, be accepted of you. It said, grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, he said, if you're going to have peace, praise God, he said, you're going to have it through God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where peace comes from. What I said a while ago, you won't find it in the world. All you'll find is turmoil and anguish and confusion, amen, all the days of your life. But you find peace in Christ Jesus, your Savior, praise God, and God the Father. He said, I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you. How? By Jesus Christ. He said, my peace. He said, my peace I leave with you. We're going out here. He said, I leave you peace. And you got, hey, I said, give you something that you can take peace in. You can have peace in. Praise God. It's what God has offered to us. Praise God. He said, that in everything you are enriched by Him. In all utterance and in all knowledge. Amen. So He said, everything that we say, said God will encourage us to say it in the right way and to say the right thing. Amen. That's a prospect of godliness. Lord, help me to do and say those things, praise God, that would be encouraging. Amen. That's so easy for an old devil to slip into this flesh and say, hey, you know, why don't you just give him what for? Huh? Yeah, they cut you off in traffic. You know how mad that makes you? Oh, me. So you know how frustrating that is? If they're in such a hurry, why didn't they leave earlier? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But God, through His goodness, praise God, He'll give you that other side. Praise God. I guess they need to be somewhere in a hurry. Lord, help them get there safe. He said, wait a minute, preacher. I never think of it that way. I'm ready to give them what for? Huh? Well, we got to remember, praise God, the circumstance. Those people that we face every day, we encounter along the way. Maybe they're in a hurry because they have a reason to be in a hurry. Maybe somebody's sick, maybe somebody hurt, and somebody needs help. Amen. I got to ask God, I said, please help me never be a discouragement. Pray God, even in that, help me to encourage. And I say, oh God, help them, Lord, to be safe as they go. Amen. To not cut nobody off and run them in the ditch. Amen. But to be safe along the way. Because we don't know. We don't know if that person's saved or lost. That person can be lost and just be disgruntled, can be pressed upon by the things of this world and discouraged and dissatisfied and just had come to a place they just don't care. Amen. You know anybody, you know people in this world that's got to a place they just don't care? There's a whole lot of people that we come in contact with every day and nowadays we live that just don't care. I mean, they just don't care. He said, the other day, a fellow just sitting on the porch and police come up and he just opened up fire and just went to shooting. Why? Because they just don't care. They come to a place, they don't care, they don't know, they don't have no peace. They're looking, desiring something, they can't find it here and they're discouraged. They just don't care no more. Amen. We ought to be praying, oh God, please, the God of glory, God of peace, please touch their hearts with that knowledge and encouragement, praise God, that comes from the throne of grace. We take so much for granted. God's given it to us. It's born again, encouragement that we have. Amen. And we need to pass it on. But if we ain't careful, we won't even pass it on to our other. These utterances that we have and the knowledge, amen, that we need to be trying to get. Because I've said before, the world's full of deception. It's wanting to deceive us and take us away from God and godliness. It's wanting to divide us from God and His precious Word of truth, and to take us in different directions. Take us to places that we can't get back. It's also wanting to take our testimony. Verse 6 says, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you. Amen. The testimony of Christ was confirmed in you. Amen. You come to realize, praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ was real, and He's a Redeemer of men. He come to seek and to save our souls from a devil's hell. You don't have to go to hell no more. Amen. God's offered a free gift of salvation to those that would take it into themselves. Amen. Already been a deposit on your account if you'll just receive it from the Lord. He goes on and says, verse 7, so that you come behind in no gift. In other words, He says, listen to a child of God. It's called up in the Lord. It's still in a workman's hands, praise God. You're still a workmanship. He said, glory to God. He said, that gift that's been given, He said, there's nothing you'll be lacking. He said, there's nothing, praise God, that you'll need when you're in a child of God. Amen. He'll give you those things that you need. He'll meet and fulfill, God, those things in your life, the daily needs that you have. He said, if we just seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, so I'll add all these things to you. God adds them up, praise God. He don't only add, He multiplies. Amen. He gives us way beyond those things that we need. Amen. He does me. Gives us way beyond those things we need, praise God. And He said, you'll come behind in no gift. He said, you'll not be lacking anything when it comes to God and godliness. Uttering the right things, saying the right things, doing the right things with the help of the Lord. He said, for the coming of our Lord, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we're just doing it while we're waiting. Amen. We're looking for the Lord, praise God, to help us along that way while we're waiting. I want to say, child of God, we're waiting on the Lord. We're waiting. We're expecting the prospect of our relationship with Him and that place of being with Him in the days ahead. Amen. What a blessing. He says, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, He'll confirm you. Amen. Praise God. In other words, your name written on the Lamb's book of life, praise God, and the Lord God of glory, when the devil brings up riling accusations about you and about me, praise God, He says, hey, wait a minute. He said, His name written in the Lamb's book of life. He's believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. He's reached out. He's taken that gift unto Himself. He's received it, praise God. And God says, it's confirmed. Amen. Glad it's like confirmed, praise God. That means that God's confirmed for me, Lord God, put my name on the Lamb's book of life. Nobody can take that away from me. Amen. It is the gift of God, lest any man should boast. Who shall also confirm you unto the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When we walk with Him and are led of the Holy Spirit of God, praise God, He said, we'll come to a day when we stand before Him and there'll be no fault in us. Why? Because it's all under the blood. That's why we repent and ask God to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a blessing that we have that ability. He says, God is faithful. Ain't you glad He is? By whom we were called unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Ain't you glad that we've been called unto a fellowship of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We have a fellowship with Him. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. Heirs and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise God. What a blessing. So we see grace. And we see what it is. Let me tell you what it's not. It's not the law. It's not of works that any man should boast. It's not the law. It's not how good we can be. But it's Christ Jesus in our hearts. It has nothing to do with the human merit. It's the merit of God, the unmerited favor of God that we're trusting in. In Titus chapter 3 and verse 4, he said, but after the kindness and love of God, our Savior toward man appeared. Did you get that? But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared. God our Savior, who is that? Christ Jesus our Savior. Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. He appeared. We've seen Him. We recognize Him. We receive Him. He said, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us. See, the law called for justice. Amen. But God ministered mercy. Amen. But law called for justice. Praise God. But the Lord God of glory, He offered us mercy in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Bless His name. But according to mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Ghost comes upon us and He renews us. We give Him that space in our heart. He comes and dwells us and we take room for Him. And He begins to drive us into praises, praise God, of godliness. Amen. God-wordness. According to what God says. Lines up with Him. Praise God, in a perfect way. Which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. That being justified by His grace. Amen. By His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Praise God. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. So you say, preacher, when we're saved, that means we don't have to be good no more. He said, no. He said, the Holy Ghost of God starts that maintenance program in us. Remember I preached on this one time about the maintenance program? How God starts a maintenance program through the Holy Ghost of God in our hearts and in our lives? Amen. These things are good and profitable unto all men. Unto men. Praise God. Those things that God does for us. So we see it's not by the law that we're saved, but praise God, it's by grace. It is the unmerited favor of God. Amen. Praise God. In other words, it's not by a force from within us. It's nothing that we do. But I want to say it's not by a force at all, but it's by an almighty force. A force that moves into us, praise God, and takes us and loves us, encourages us and holds us to Himself and draws us nigh to Him and encourages us day by day, loves us in so many ways, praise God, that He teaches us to love one another. Amen. We get to Cain Heppitz. You get to where you love people, you want to encourage people, you want to be there for people, you want to help people along the way. Just like Jesus did. He renders unto us a heart of compassion. Amen. To show us, praise God, that love of God that He bestows upon us, that He gives us to bestow upon others as we go. Amen. That's what God is. That's what godliness is. And the prospect of that is through Christ Jesus, our Savior, when He touches our heart. It's what it does. It brings salvation. Amen? It brings salvation. The grace of God, it unmerited, brings salvation unto men. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad it does? Amen. It brings salvation. It brings it down to where we can get it. Amen? If it wasn't for grace, praise God, it'd be on too high a shelf. It would be too high for us to get to. But Brother R.A. White said one time, he said, take those high and lofty things, God put them on the bottom shelf where the little kids can get them. He said, then you're preaching. Amen. What He does, He takes grace, praise God, and He puts it down where we can get to it. Without grace, we couldn't get to godliness. But because of God's grace, amen, He brings it down to us in Christ Jesus our Lord and puts it where we can get to it, where we can see it, praise God. What are you saying? I'm saying He delivers us. From the guttermost to the uttermost, through the marvelous grace of God, He comes to where we are, and He helps us, praise God, delivering us even from our own self, from the snare of the devil. Paul talks about to Timothy, amen? Amen. Preacher, who does this grace appear to? Amen. The Bible says it hath appeared to all men. Amen. Let me tell you who it's not appeared to, Brother Billy. It's not ever appeared to the devil. Amen. The grace of God has never appeared to him. Oh, he knows about it. But it's never come to him. He's never come to the realization of the grace of God. If he did, he'd be a saved devil. Amen. If the devil ever come, the demons of hell, praise God, ever realize, praise God, that the grace of God is bestowed for all men, amen, glory be God, it would change the universe. Because the almighty force of God, through the grace of God that comes down to men, comes down to where we are, where we can get it, where we can receive that gift that God has for every one of us. We can take it unto ourselves. That's what we have to do. We have to reach out and get it. Amen. Kind of like Brother Rex did that car when he thought that $100 bill in it. You got to reach out and grab it. You got to reach out and take hold of it. Amen. You have to have a desire for those things. Amen. The devil don't have no desire for it. And we need a desire for it because Romans 3 and 23 said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're all those sinners and needing a Savior. We all need a prospect of godliness in our lives. And that prospect of godliness don't come from the things that we can get a hold of here, but the things that we get on from the glory world.
Amen.
Amen. Through Christ Jesus, our Savior, when we realize that we're just old sinners. But he said, something about the grace of God, it teaches us things. You know, the grace of God is a mighty teacher. It teaches us to deny ungodliness. Amen. What does that mean? He said those things that God says is wrong in His book. In this blessed King James Bible, when God says it's wrong, then we got to deny it. We got to reject it. We got to flee from those things that He says are wrong. Amen? We got to deny ungodliness. We can't give it its right away. We got to put a roadblock up and say, well, wait a minute. We can't go there. You say, who's we? You and the Holy Spirit of God. They won't take you there, praise God. But it'll help you put up that resistance. He said, if we'll resist the devil, he'll free from us. Amen. We have to deny ungodliness. So we have to deny worldliness. We can't go the way of the world. The world, I don't know in case you ain't noticed, like the world's going off the deep end. The world is heading for disaster. They're talking about in the prayer room this morning, this nut over our North Korea and all these other crazies out there that's wanting to do harm and no good. Amen. It's all wanting to end in chaos. But ain't you glad we're serving a God that's not the God of chaos?
Amen.
Amen. God is God that's decent and in order, that's help and give hope, praise God. And it's the grace of God that teaches us, amen, even that the worldliness that we see in today, praise God, that God Almighty supersedes it all.
Amen.
He supersedes the worldliness. He said, if we just, it teaches us denying godliness and worldliness. He teaches us to live soberly in this present world. To live soberly. That means to be serious about this thing. Amen. To have a calmness when it comes to things of God. A serious calmness. Realizing that the Bible tells us, it teaches us, it instructs us that God is in control. God is the author and finisher of our faith. And when we put our faith and our hope in Him, praise God, He takes us in His hands, amen, and He helps us along the way, praise God, to prosper us, amen. So that when we look for a prospect of godliness, praise the Lord, we find it in Him. Amen. We find it in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And He instructs us and frees us from this destructive passions that we have in the flesh. Amen. You hear what I said? The destructive passions that we have because of this that we live in. It's the grace of God, amen, through the Holy Ghost of God. It takes us and teaches us, amen, the good things of God. So He teaches us to live righteously. That's right in the eyes of God. There's still nothing wrong with doing right. Amen. Do you hear what I said? There's still nothing wrong with doing right. And it's time to do right now. Amen. The world needs to do right. It's time to live godly. Amen. Praise God. It's time to live godly, God-like. Amen. In a God-likeness. Praise the Lord. And He says to live godly in this present world. So what's He talking about? Let's hit this right quick and I'm done. He said live godly in this present world. He's talking about this age that we live in. Now, what kind of age are we living in? We're living in the hour of grace. Amen. So the prospect of godliness, we're talking about this morning about the grace of God. He said, we're living in an hour of grace. Amen. We're living in church age. The church age is hour of grace. And he said, live godly in this present hour. Amen. In this present world which we live, in this present hour of grace, what? Just receiving grace. The prospect of the grace of God, amen, that's ministered to us, that's ministered through us, that's given unto us, that we might rejoice in the things of God, and having done all, praise His holy name, because He's brought down to us through His grace, praise God, the prospect of godliness. Amen. Listen, don't you let nobody tell you that you can't. God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. And He's there to help you every step of the way in that prospect of godliness. He's there to help you. But let me say this morning. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ and that free pardon of sin, you don't have the capacity to fight the devil or your flesh. Amen? But praise God, if you've got the Lord Jesus Christ, if you've reached out and received that gift, then you have the capacity. That grace has been extended to you.